This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Air pollution in Denver rose during the demolition of I-70's aging viaduct last year. Denverite's Kevin Beatty reports.
CDOT is still expanding I-70 through Elyria, Swansea in the north part of Denver. When the concrete viaduct came down, the Denver Department of Public Health and Environment put up extra air monitors to find out how that might impact residents. Their findings confirm what people who live here say they already know. Air pollution increased. Diego Barron lives right next to the construction.
Usually when the windows are open there, it accumulates a layer of dirt. In our kitchen, it's by our sink, so our sink gets really dirty.
The department said it was watching pollution in real time and that they worked with CDOT to deal with the dust as it rose. Barron said things are better now that the demolition is over. Officials also analyzed that dust and found toxics like lead and arsenic were barely present in it. I'm Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
A 27-year-old man and two dogs were killed in an avalanche in Gunnison County. Search teams found the man's body yesterday. He had been missing since Friday after he and some friends were snowshoeing near Marble and triggered the avalanche. Two of the man's friends were able to dig themselves out. So far this winter, Colorado avalanches have killed at least four people. And the CU men's basketball team pulled off a stunner in Boulder last night. They took down the second-ranked team in the nation, the Arizona Wildcats, 79-63, with Buffs fans storming the court in celebration. Warmer temperatures for Denver today, highs in the 50s. This is CPR.